Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Grief with Grace. What I'm going to share today is something I didn't see coming, but I'm trusting and following my intuition. Welcome to Grief with Grace, the podcast for women healing from loss, trauma, and grief, or who know there's more to life but aren't sure what it is or where to find it. Whatever brought you here, you are not alone. I'm your hostess, Lori Latimer, soul navigator, mystic, intuitive, bereaved mom, and grief and trauma guide. Recreating my own life after a divorce in 2008 and going on to create and live a life I'd only dreamed of after that, I found myself on a new healing journey after my 29-year-old son unexpectedly left this life in January of 2019. So I invite you to grab a journal, a cup of tea, light a candle and get cozy, and allow yourself to be seen, held, soothed, and inspired on your journey to wholeness. Blending the practical with the spiritual, each week my guests and I will inspire you to connect with who you are at soul level so you can find moments of joy in the everyday. Because even on the darkest days, there is joy if you know how and where to look for it. You know, I just have to laugh as I sit here getting ready to record this. I was thinking about that saying, something like, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And in the last episode, I mentioned how I had been releasing new episodes every week for a few weeks, and I really felt that that would continue. Well, apparently God heard me and he laughed. Because last week, or over the last probably 3 or 4 days, I started hearing my intuition quietly telling me to slow down, to take a rest, to pause, to reflect, and to take December off. Wait, what? Take December off? That definitely was not on my bingo card at all. And yet the message was very clear and became louder and louder within my body. You know, I've said several times over the past, 6 months, that other than 2019, this has probably been the most difficult year of my life. And yet I've continued to do all the things. You know, just a few days ago, I taught my Illuminate Your Healing Codes workshop, which was amazing. I poured my heart and my soul into creating that experience. The workshop itself lasted over an hour and a half. I had created almost right around 60 slides. I created a workbook. It lit me up. But as I was preparing for that workshop last week, I realized something about myself that maybe you can relate to. I distract myself through my work. Now, I have known this about myself for, I don't know how long, a while, but it hit me in a different way. Now, for you, it might not be work that you distract yourself with. It might be food or alcohol or binge watching Netflix or drugs or shopping or socializing. It could be a multitude of things. No criticism of whatever it is, because, you know, distracting yourself from work is just as harmful as distracting yourself with work is just as harmful as distracting yourself with drugs. Okay. Because it's a distraction. I see this in my astrology chart. Capricorn is the sign of the master builder, the people with the strong work ethic. People with a strong Capricorn signature find it hard to play or to rest. I am one of those. I don't have one of my top three placements in Capricorn. My sun, moon, and rising are not in Capricorn, but I do have Mars and Saturn and Mercury in Capricorn in my chart, along with some asteroids like Eros and Ceres. I'm also a generator in human design. If you know anything about human design, generators are the worker bees. They also find it hard to play or rest. So work and finding fulfillment through my work, and Capricorn's also about creating a legacy. All of that is part of it's in my DNA. It's part of my makeup, my design. It's part of who my soul chose to be in this life and part of my soul's essence in this life. So it's very hard for me to do nothing and to just be. And yet it's what I deeply require right now. I've known this in the, like it's been hanging out in my awareness field, but I haven't really thought about the totality of it until the last few days, but a month from now, on January 6th, will be my son's fifth angel day. And the energy around that is big. It's a lot to navigate. It's a big milestone. And then throw in the holidays, that it happens around the holidays. My birthday's 2 weeks after that. It's a lot. And so I started hearing this quiet voice telling me to slow down and to just stop and breathe and be. And that was my intuition talking to me. And one way you know it's your intuition is, A, yes, it is very soft and gentle, but it doesn't go away. You keep getting the message. You keep hearing it. You keep seeing it in different ways. Different things in life will give you that message over and over again. And that's what happened. So I am going to take the rest of December off. I need space. I need space to feel what's coming up around the holidays, around everything I've experienced this year, and around Greg's upcoming fifth angel day. I need space to just be, to just be. That's hard for me. It's hard for so many women for a whole lot of reasons. Some of it is found in our astrology charts. Some of it is in human design. Some of it is in other things, but a lot of it is also societal conditioning. We have a deep-seated fear of letting people down, of neglecting our responsibilities, of not doing enough, whatever enough is. And it all comes down to worthiness. But the question I have for you is, can you feel worthy without all the doing, without doing everything for anyone, without doing anything? Can you feel worthy for just doing, or for doing? I shouldn't even put just in there. Can you feel worthy for doing what your soul requires for you? Doing what your soul requires for you. Can you still feel worthy if you do that? If you follow your intuition, if you follow your soul's guidance, regardless of what anyone around you thinks or needs or wants or any of that. Now, in saying that, that doesn't mean that you shut everyone else out. It doesn't mean you become selfish in a, I'm going to use the word negative, but a low vibrational sense, a low frequency of selfish. It doesn't mean you stop doing everything. It just means you stop doing what isn't in alignment with who you are at soul level or with what your soul is guiding you toward in that moment. This podcast is part of who I am at soul level. But right now, my soul is telling me that my human self needs to pause, needs to breathe, needs to feel. That's why we distract ourselves, because we don't want to feel. I could just push through this month and keep pumping out podcast episodes, keep doing all the things as a way to distract myself from feeling the feelings that are coming up around January 6th. What it means is that you listen to that small, quiet voice inside of you that says, it's okay not to do everything for just a minute, or for a day, or a week, or a month. No, you don't want to do that for 3, 4, 6 months, but for a month, can you do that? Yes, I say yes, you can. You know, I've learned so much about myself over the past 15 years since I left my last marriage and I started on my self-discovery and spiritual journey. Karmic astrology has taken all of that to a new level, and that is something I wouldn't have believed even 3 years ago. But here's the thing, there's less than a month left in 2023. So ask yourself, how will you choose to complete this year? Will you fill it with things to distract yourself? Will you do things out of a sense of obligation? That's something else we are really good at as women. Or will you be more discerning in what you choose to do, what you choose to participate in? I'm choosing the latter, to be more discerning in what I choose to do. Now, I will tell you, I am going to record some podcast interviews, 2 or 3, this month that will be released early in the new year. So I'm not going to put the pressure on myself to release all these episodes, but I am going to record some. I'm going to do a few karmic astrology readings for clients. I'm going to reflect on 2023, and I'm going to contemplate and feel into 2024. What do I want to experience in 2024? Where do I want to go? Where do I want the podcast and my work to go? I'm going to attempt to sleep in because I'm usually awake around 5 or 5:30 each morning, whether I have to get up for, you know, for any particular reason or not. But I'm going to really tap into, I'm going to be in the stillness, and I'm going to really tap into how I want to grow and evolve in 2024. I'm going to enjoy some stillness and just be. I love to listen to jazz music at this time of year. I don't know why, but I love to listen to jazz music in the colder months. It's just very soothing to me. So I will put on some jazz music and just sit and be and journal and take Epsom salt baths and, you know, light candles and just create the ambiance that I want to feel into as January 6th approaches. But I know that I require space, a lot of space this month. That is self-honoring. That is self-care. So as I'm saying that, a question just came into my mind that I want to share with you. The question for you is, how will you gift yourself some sacred self-care this month? And what will it look like for you? I learned what I require through my healing codes. It changed everything for me this year once I came across that. Because I know what works for me and what doesn't work as well for me, what soothes me and what agitates me. That came through discovering my healing codes. So I invite you to do December differently than you might have in the past. I invite you to follow what your soul is calling you to do. It might be to be more social, to attend some holiday gatherings, to go all out for the holidays. It might be to spend time with a few close friends or family. It might be to do some volunteer work of some kind that calls to you. It might be to spend more time in stillness and solitude. Whatever you choose, make sure it's what your soul desires, not what you think you should do. You know, I may or may not release another podcast episode this month. If I feel inspired to do it, I will. But if I need more space, I'll honor that. Right now, I honestly don't know. Whatever you choose to do for you, I invite you to spend some time with your soul. It could shift everything for you going into 2024. Allow yourself to be surprised and delighted by the guidance you receive from your soul. You know, I was talking to my mentor a couple of weeks ago, and I decided I was going to offer my year-end healing circle the last week of December this year. I've done that a couple times the past 3 years, I think. And I changed my mind last week. I'm not going to do it the last week of December like I have the other times. Instead, I'm going to do it in late January. It'll be held over Zoom. It'll be small and intimate. And it will help you create 2024 in a sacred way. But I need space this month and to put the pressure on myself to create the experience that I want to create. It doesn't feel right to do it in December. And there are some things going on in the cosmos that we looked at that also told me, no, don't do it this month. First of all, Mercury's in retrograde until January 1st. We're in the shadow period right now. I think it goes retrograde on December 13th, lasts until January 30th. I misspoke just now. It goes retrograde on December 13th, and it goes direct again on January 1st. And then we're in another shadow period for about a week and a half after that. So it's kind of a time to reflect. It's a good time to like slow down and reflect and not push and strive and force. If you're interested in joining the year-end gathering, I don't have a sign-up page for it yet, but be sure you're on my email list so you'll know when I do have that available. If I don't do another podcast episode before the end of the year, I want to say that I wish for you a peaceful end of 2023, whatever that looks like for you. A lot of people have significant days around the holidays, you know, from like end of October, early November through middle to end of January. Be gentle with yourself. Ride the waves. Don't push the emotions away. Don't distract yourself from the feelings. Be with them. Be intentional about how you're with them, though. Don't stay in the lower vibrational energies of it, though.
allow yourself to come back up. Especially if you're in the Northern Hemisphere at this time of year when it's, you know, the days are shorter and it's, you know, it's cooler and downright cold where some of you are. Some of us are. It was cold here last week. It can be very seductive to stay in the lower level energies of grief and trauma. And yet when you feel a swell of inspiration or hope, allow yourself to ride that wave. Don't push it down. If you feel the love for your loved ones start to bubble up, allow them to bubble up. Don't stuff them down. If you feel conflicting emotions at any time, you know, the grief of your child or other loved one who is now in spirit and beautiful memories of when they were here celebrating with you, allow both of those. That's where the healing is. It's in the allowing, not in the repressing or suppressing. You know, I've already alluded to some changes that are going to be coming to the podcast in 2024. So watch for that. It's going to take a different path. Definitely. It's an edge for me, but that's how we grow, is by going to our edge and taking one step past it. You don't have to take, you know, 25 steps past it in the beginning. You take one step past it and then another, because you keep broadening your edge and your abilities. And that's where you can find so much healing. But no matter where, what path the podcast takes, it will always have an eye toward healing. It's just going to be a little different, a little different. I hope you'll like it. I'm excited about it. And before I close, I do want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and soul to each of you for listening, for writing to me, for supporting me on this journey, for watching on YouTube, wherever you find me. Thank you to all the beautiful guests who have graced us on the podcast this year. I honor and I'm grateful to each and every one of you. To all of you, guests, listeners, everyone, thank you for showing up for yourself, for being you in this crazy, topsy-turvy world that we live in. We never know what the next moment will bring, and I don't take any of you for granted. I'm grateful for our connection, and yes, for you taking the time to listen to the podcast and giving me your reflections and your feedback, your comments, and your love. I know the holidays are extremely tender and can be painful. Again, allow the full range of emotions. Because when you allow the full range of emotions, you are allowing your soul to have the experience that it came here to have through the darkest moments of life. If you cut yourself off from the joy and the magic that life still has to offer, then you are depriving your soul of part of the experience that it wanted to have through the painful experiences in life. So that is all I have for you this week. Again, I don't know if I'll release another episode this year or not. I might not. I'm just going to feel into it. Give yourself space over the next month as we weave our way through the holidays. And as always, I am sending you all so much love, light, beauty, and grace.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Grief with Grace. Please be sure to like our Grief with Grace podcast Facebook page and find me on Instagram @Lori_Latimer. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you receive a reminder when new episodes are uploaded. And please leave a rating and review so I can continue to bring you new content and new interviews each week. If you find this podcast valuable, and I really hope you do, please be sure to share it with a woman who could use some inspiration in her life and on her journey. Until next time, I invite you to find a moment of joy today and every day.